Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and for the next hour or two, depending on where you're listening from, we've got lots to talk about. We're going to talk health. We're going to talk vitamins, minerals, supplements, natural therapies. We're going to take your questions. Our number for questions, 888-302-3684. That's the number that you can call with your questions about health problems, or if you have an issue that you want to discuss. Say you want to talk about gluten-free diet or the paleo diet, or you want to talk, rail about the cost of health care in America. 888-302-3684 is the number to call. We got lots on the agenda. In our next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about testosterone and why men seek it out, and a recent study that suggests that testosterone may be bad for the heart. Well, so not. We're going to debunk that study in the next hour. 888-302-3684, as I said, is our number. And our first subject is penis pumps. Well, what in the heck does that have to do with intelligent medicine? Well, penis pumps exemplify the worst aspect of American medicine, which is that it is expensive and highly wasteful, and we're medicalizing problems that a decade ago or so were not considered medical problems. We just passed a $1 trillion spending bill, and it's chock full of items like these penis pumps. They cost the U.S. government's Medicare program $172 million between 2006 and 2011 alone. And the Medicare system has approved nearly 500,000 claims for what are called vacuum erection systems. That's a fancy word for a penis pump. That totals $172 million in claims. Yet claims for the device has nearly doubled from $21 million in 2006 to $39 million worth of claims in 2011. Well, what the heck are these things? These are simply vacuum pumps. They're usually made out of durable, clear plastic. And you apply them to the area in question. And, you know, according to the principle of nature abhors a vacuum, you get a result. And these things retail in sex shops for around $29.99, usually. But the government pays up to $284 for these devices. Why is it that Medicare is paying $284 for a penis pump? I say give the money to the Medicare patients and they can go down to the local sex shop and in a plain brown paper wrapper, they can get the device. Well, one of the reasons that it costs so much is that we have medicalized the problem of sexual dysfunction. And in fact, there is an entire discipline of medicine which has been named penile rehabilitation. The goal of PR, or penile rehabilitation, is to stimulate blood flow to the penis right after radical prostatectomy, which a lot of men are undergoing. Too many men possibly are undergoing radical prostatectomy. We have no idea how many men we are unnecessarily doing it on. Some men, clearly, it may be life-saving for them. But in other cases, it may be overzealous, over-aggressive therapy. In spite of better techniques to perform nerve-sparing therapy or radiation treatment for prostate cancer, more and more men are experiencing problems after the surgery. And so there is the theory that use it or lose it, after surgery or radiation impairs sexual functioning, you kind of want to make things happen down there. And you undergo something called penile rehabilitation, which is regular use of one or another methods to stimulate erection, including vacuum pump devices. So they're considered actually a medical therapy. It's recommended. It's prescribed. It's like, okay, you have to do PR twice daily. Make sure you do your homework. Here's a prescription. And so it becomes a medical phenomenon. It is no longer a frivolous thing. And by the way, once you make these penis pumps medical devices, we have this whole area of medical liability. And you go to the sex shop and you get a sex toy and it electrocutes you or injures you in some way. Good luck, right? You know, we sue the sex shop. I don't know. But if it is a device manufactured according to certain specifications approved by the United States government and underwritten by Medicare, woe unto the manufacturer of such device if, say, it breaks into 1,000 plastic shards and injures a certain part of your anatomy. So clearly, we are causing costs, medical costs, to skyrocket. This is just a vignette. I mean, it's kind of an amusing vignette, but it's just an illustration of how we are sending our medical costs unnecessarily into the stratosphere in America. I said, give $30 to the guys who want to get these things. They could just, you know, let's let's just send them to the local sex shop. All right, our number. 888. Let's see. 888. Got the number here. 308-302-3684. And we'll take your phone calls momentarily. But another item on the agenda this week, we're going to talk a little bit about supplements. There is there are new statistics on who, what, where, when and why do people become supplement consumers? And there's a lot of misconceptions about that, because it is thought that some of the people who buy supplements are ignorant people who they're just not educated. They're too dumb to realize that supplements are a waste of time. But au contraire, according to the new research, it turns out that people who buy supplements, by and large, are affluent, well-educated. Among the highlights of the survey are that 54% of respondents state that their reason for taking dietary supplements is for overall health and wellness benefits. 63% of users select their supplements based on price. Well, that's not good, because they're going to go for the cheapest supplements around. The West of the United States, more health conscious than the East, but pretty close. 73% of U.S. adults in the Western United States take dietary supplements. In the Northeast of the United States, my part of the country, 63%, still the vast majority. Is it women who are simply more interested in supplements? Maybe they're more self-indulgent. Maybe they're hypochondriacal. Well, no, it turns out pretty even. 72% female. Yeah, more women than men. 64% men. Is it poor adults who buy supplements, or is it simply the affluent who have a lot of disposable income to expend on frivolous things? Pretty even. Those making over $50,000, 72% of them take supplements. Those making under $50,000, they expend a large fraction of their valuable income. 64% of adults making less than $50,000 a year take dietary supplements. When it comes to education, pretty closely matched. Those with college degrees, 72% take dietary supplements. 67%. No college degree take dietary supplements. Here's an interesting one. The part there's a myth that people who take dietary supplements do so because they are fleeing conventional medicine. They are getting no medical supervision. They are not likely to get any kind of proper medical follow-up. That, according to the study, is a myth. Because among supplement takers, 75% visit their doctor regularly. Among people who do not take supplements, 66%. So it suggests that people who take supplements are actually more health conscious. Another myth, people who take supplements, they have bad habits, they eat poorly, they just take supplements because they can't bother to eat a healthy diet or exercise or stop smoking. Well, it turns out, au contraire, among the people who take supplements, 65% exercise regularly. Those who don't take supplements, 55% exercise regularly. I bet that's an overestimate because I can't imagine the overall populace. More than half of people exercise regularly. But according to the survey, that's the trend. Maintain a healthy weight. 66% who take supplements maintain a healthy weight. 62% who don't take supplements. So pretty comparable, but this is a myth-defying survey. Because a lot of people would suggest that supplements are what people do when they're not following a healthy lifestyle. They're poor, they're dumb, poorly educated, superstitious. Not the case. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
At Nordic Naturals, we believe that omega oils are essential to an extraordinary life. By correcting the global omega-3 deficiency, each generation can have the opportunity to grow healthy and strong, so you can do more of what you love with those you love. What's essential to us is proven purity and leading freshness. All of our oils surpass strict international standards for purity and freshness. Our oxygen-free processing combined with natural flavoring ensures no fishy smell, taste, or aftertaste. 100% of our fish is wild-caught, sourced in line with the Norwegian Fisheries Management System, and processed with minimal environmental impact. At Nordic Naturals, what's essential to us is simple. It's what's essential to you. Like us on Facebook and share your What's Essential story, or simply visit NordicNaturals.com for free samples. Nordic Naturals is available at finer health food stores nationwide. Nordic Naturals, committed to delivering the world's safest, most effective omega oils.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Mentioned the podcast. The podcast this week had been great. We had a podcast on the subject of exercise, which went through all the ramifications of exercise health benefits, exercise for various health conditions. We talked a little bit about A-Rod and the impact of testosterone on his performance or lack thereof. 888-302-3684 is our number. And on Facebook and Twitter, on a daily basis, I put up a word of the day. And one of my words of the day this week was carbicide. Anybody see the movie Bruno with Sacha Baron Cohen? There is a scene where he plays an effete Austrian fashion designer, and he becomes despondent because he loses his boyfriend, and he decides to commit carbicide, which means he's going to eat all the carbohydrates in sight. And so that became a word in the English language nomenclature, carbicide. A lot of people committing carbicide on a daily basis. I came up with another word of the day this week, which is carbage. After garbage, but it's carbage. And a lot of people are eating poor quality carbohydrates. We could call those carbage. Here's an item from Great Britain. Monkeys have been banned from eating bananas at a British zoo because those grown for people are too sweet and sugary for them. That's a great illustration of the concept of carbage. Because, well, you think, what's more natural than a monkey eating a banana, right? But it turns out that, you know, we talk a lot about the paleo diet, what people really ate, and a modern banana is a far cry from what you find in nature. It is bred to be sweet and succulent and large, and it delivers a large dollop of carbohydrate calories. So Dr. Amy Plowman, the head of conservation and advocacy at this particular zoo in England, says giving this fruit to animals is equivalent to giving them cake and chocolate. It's the monkey equivalent of junk food. People usually try to improve their diet by eating more fruit, but fruit cultivated for humans is much higher in sugar and much lower in protein and fiber than most wild fruit because we like our fruit to be so sweet and juicy. This high sugar content is bad for the primate's teeth and can lead to conditions like diabetes. So, you know, people ask me, are bananas good food? And I go, have you ever wondered how gorillas get to weigh 350 pounds? They eat a lot of bananas. So here's another item that talks about the negative impact of starchy foods. You know, there's a guy who wrote a book called The Starch Diet. And I can't think of a more ridiculous concept for a diet book. But the idea that we should be eating a lot of starch to help us lose weight. You know, his premise is that all the ancient civilizations were based on, well, China was on rice. And ancient Egypt was based on grain, wheat, and other grains. And, of course, the Roman legions marched on Roman meal bread, or so they say, barley. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences reports that a diet rich in starchy foods may have led to high rates of tooth decay in ancient hunter-gatherers. So they're actually looking at fossil evidence, and they're saying that once they started to get away from a Paleolithic diet, which is mostly meat-based, plant-based, but they started to cultivate foods, grow foods. And this happened about roughly 5 to 7,000 years ago in Europe. They got away from hunter-gathering and started growing stuff, you know, ancient agriculture. The team looked at 52 sets of adult teeth from hunter-gatherer skeletons, and what they found was there was a change in the number of cavities and tooth deterioration as they move from a hunter-gatherer diet to eat a wider variety of foods and becoming more settled, starting modern agriculture. And this is actually one of the premises of a guy named Weston Price. Weston Price is a dentist who, back in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, went out across the world to look at the teeth and the health of people across the world. And he came up with a notion that modern Western diets were doing us in from the standpoint of overall health and dental health, that starch, sugar, and the like was the cause of much human suffering. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll take your questions, 888-302-3684. And this is Intelligent Medicine.
I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I believe that skincare does not need to be complicated. Here's my simple program. In the morning, protect your skin with my daytime cream. Daytime is an SPF 20 sunscreen with niacin and moisturizers. In the evening, feed your skin with my nighttime serum. Nighttime has vitamins C and A, fruit acids, and antioxidants. And wash your face with Clean Time, my wonderful smelling soap that's made without SLS or preservatives. Feed, protect, and clean. That's all it takes to have truly beautiful skin. Skin that is smoother, less splotchy, and with less wrinkles. Order Dr. Perry Skincare by calling 855-940-1400 weekdays. That's 855-940-1400, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Use the RON1 code and receive a free second bottle of Nighttime when you order a kit.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and lots of stuff to talk about, and we invite your phone calls, 888-302-3684. Usually get more phone calls when we pick up with our New York City audience in via WOR710.com. And vitamin E. Vitamin E, I've said in the past, it, you know, to paraphrase Rodney Dangerfield, it just don't get no respect. In fact, vitamin E supplementation has dropped off dramatically from 44% in 2002 to just 20% in 2006. And that is the result of a lot of negative propaganda about vitamin E is valueless, vitamin E is potentially harmful. We've done our best to debunk that negative propaganda. But there's an interesting article about it that talks about vitamin E and osteoporosis. Now, it's in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, which is the best journal of nutrition around, the most well-respected, the most scientific, the most widely read. And what they're saying here is that because vitamin E wasn't a magic bullet in preventing cancer and cardiovascular disease, some of the studies have been disappointing. Scientists and health professionals have dismissed vitamin E as a nutrient of interest. Hence, you know, they're discouraging people from taking it. But Americans are getting less and less vitamin E because they're not supplementing it, and it's not present in refined foods. So here's a new study that looks at a lot of women, nearly 15,000. They found that the lowest average levels of vitamin E were associated with an 86% increase in the rate of hip fracture, while the use of vitamin E-containing supplements were associated with a 22% reduction in the rate of hip fracture. Now, if you ask someone what supplement is good for osteoporosis, they would, you know, immediately say perhaps calcium, or they'd say vitamin D. Some of the smarter, more savvy people would say strontium or vitamin K. People going with esoteric answers would say Ipraflavone, biotin. Now, these are nutrients that are known to help bone density. Omega-3 fatty acids have also been implicated. There are a lot of nutrients that make a difference. Magnesium. But vitamin E has been sort of ignored in osteoporosis research. Similar protective effects from higher vitamin E was found in men, according to data collected over 12 years in a smaller number of men, just over 1,000. So the researchers in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition posit this. They say vitamin E has been proposed to have beneficial effects on both bone and muscle mass owing to its antioxidant properties, thus providing us with a theoretical basis for why it might help reduce fracture risk. And yeah, so it's interesting. They say that supplements containing vitamin E were the use of, like a multi containing vitamin E, was associated with a 22% reduction in the rate of hip fracture, and a 14% reduction in the risk of any fracture. So, Part of the problem with some of these studies, as I've said in the past, is that they mostly look at alpha tocopherol, which is kind of old school, old fashioned vitamin E. And we know that vitamin E comes in eight forms. There are four tocopherols, alpha, beta, gamma, delta, and four tocotrienols, alpha, beta, gamma, and delta. And those you can find in the vitamin E that is available at high quality outlets like drhoffman.com. We haven't used alpha tocopherol in probably 10, 15 years. We've used the mixed tocopherols. So go to drhoffman.com, check out our products. There are things we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine we often provide to our patients, and they're available to you if you go to drhoffman.com and click on the store. All right, this is a new study, changing subjects now to statins. And you know, we talked about the overprescribing of statins because they've come up with these new guidelines, which are crazy, that make an additional 30 to 40 million more Americans candidates to take statins. That's great. You're a candidate to take statins. That sounds good. You're a candidate. You could also be a candidate to get hit upside the head with a 2x4. You know, you might be a candidate, but you might also decline that candidacy. This is according to new guidelines that have been widely criticized. In fact, I've never seen such an uproar. There was an editorial in the New York Times, not just an op-ed piece. Yes, there was an op-ed piece, but an actual editorial saying that they've gone overboard with these new guidelines. So here's yet another potential downside of statins. We know they can affect the liver. They can affect energy. They certainly can cause muscle aches and pains, decrease exercise tolerance, cause insomnia, reduce sexual performance in some cases, memory, and so on. A new study published in the journal Infectious Diseases shows a hitherto unknown association between statin drug use and the risk of herpes zoster, which is shingles. Well, that's great, because guess who takes a lot of statins? Older Americans who are at higher risk for shingles. And what they found was surprising. They didn't see this coming. They found that there was an additional 12% risk of coming down with shingles among statin users. And that is a concern because, you know, it's such a prevalent problem. A high percentage of older adults are at risk for this very painful, debilitating condition. And therefore, some people need statins. Okay, fine. But we ought to consider the risks as well as the potential benefits that for many adults taking statins will never be realized. You know, it's like you have to treat perhaps 500 adults who don't have heart disease, maybe they merely have high cholesterol, to save just one, and we might put many others at risk of side effects. Now add a new side effect, the potential risk of shingles. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Call us at 888-302-3684. This is Intelligent Medicine. If you're like me, you don't have time to be sick, yet our busy lifestyles can leave us vulnerable. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Do you know that in Japanese, Kayo means strength? This winter, find your immune strength with four key natural immune-boosting supplements from our friends at Kyolic. That's what I call the Kyolic Advantage, and what I use myself. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract 103 for natural immune wellness and cardiovascular health. Since 70% of your immune system is in the digestive tract, Kyodophilus bolsters immunity and gut health with shelf-stable beneficial bacteria. On the go, try Kyo Green, a convenient powdered greens drink mix that offers a natural source of key vitamins and minerals. And don't forget ModuCare, a unique combination of plant sterols proven effective at balancing and strengthening immunity. So eat right, exercise, and get the Kyolic Advantage to optimize your immune health today.
Available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Are you worried about your kids and family having too much sugar in their diets? Then switch to great-tasting Spry Xylitol gums and mints from Clear, the world's leading xylitol experts. Xylitol is a natural sweetener that has nearly identical taste to table sugar. It tastes great. Clinical trials have shown the dental benefits of using gum and mints made with xylitol after meals and snacks. Bacteria cannot break down xylitol, and this leads to less plaque and less acid to cause cavities. And Spry Xylitol gum and mints are perfect for anyone on a sugar-restricted diet, as xylitol has a low glycemic index of 7 compared to sugar's level of 83. Spry Xylitol gum and mints are recommended by dentists, medical doctors, periodontists, pediatricians, and many health organizations worldwide. Spry costs the same as regular gum and mints, and you get the added health benefits. Look for Spry gum and mints at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural products retailers everywhere.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. We got a caller. Dan is calling us from Onalaska, Wisconsin. Hi, Dan.
Well, hello, Dr. Hoffman. Very much a pleasure to speak to you, sir.
My pleasure.
Yeah. I've been listening to you for a year or two now, and I've been researching advanced alternative therapies since I got on the internet in 97. Before that, in the 80s, I was into vitamins a lot. But a lot of times you'd be talking about something. I know I've read quite a bit about it, and I think, well, he won't mention this or he won't mention that. And you always do. So I highly applaud you because you don't hold back. You really give the best information.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you. I consider you sort of a connoisseur of health information. You're obviously one of these guys who's a bird dog for alternative medicine information. You search it out on the internet, and that's, you know, that's sort of what I do as well.
Yeah, what I do is I always check the links, and that's how you, so many of these things don't come up in a search. But if you always check the links, you get turned on to other things you just weren't even looking for, but they're highly interesting.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, speaking of links, and a useful tool for wonky listeners like you is that we provide links to each story that we share with listeners on Intelligent Medicine. You can find them at drhoffman.com under the show. So that's a good way to, you know, say you hear a subject and you go, well, you know, I'm not sure about that. Is Dr. Hoffman's take on that correct? Let me read the original article. Or you want to learn more, just go to drhoffman.com and check it out. So go ahead, Dan. What's your question?
Yeah. It's been a wonderful hobby for me. I mean, the internet has just been fantastic, plus my local library. But what I've been interested in now is so many of these elderly homes are shutting down because they're just not staying financially profitable. And I have one nearby me now with 53 residents that's closing down. And I just went there yesterday, and I'm going to talk to the administrator and see if I can't take it over and with support of nurses and a couple of natural doctors I know and see if we can't make it viable through natural therapies. I mean, they have ingestion problems, digestion problems they were talking about, and I asked him, are you giving them probiotics? And he said no. So, I mean, that's the problem here, that alternative therapy is so outcast that they just don't practice. But I just want to try and get a retirement home and run it through, run it with natural therapy, something that I think is due now.
So this is, I mean, Dan, this is a great idea, and I applaud you for your initiative, and that would make a huge difference in the quality of life and in the health and survival of elderly individuals, because as you know, the quality of nutrition is abysmal in many of these homes, and what qualifies as good nutrition, it's basically, you know, let's keep the cost down and these sort of institutionalized food. And, you know, also there are many opportunities for other types of therapy, acupuncture and therapeutic touch and the right kind of exercise and yoga programs and music therapy. And this is just a fabulous area in which our older adults could be impacted. And so kudos to you for thinking about it. But I will tell you that, unfortunately, medicine is so highly regulated in this country. It's regulated in several ways. It's regulated by the government, and it's also regulated by medical liability. And if you depart, I mean, if you kill a patient by using a medication in a correct way. In other words, that patient died because of they were on that medication, but it's a medication that 10 million Americans take. You're very likely to get off scot-free because that's our prescribed American way of death, is to put patients, tank them up on medications, and then they die. And you can't really blame the medications because those are standard medications. But when it comes to applying a natural therapy, say you take a patient off a statin drug that may be debilitating them, and then God forbid they get a heart attack. Well, you might be at risk for liability. That patient's dead, but that patient's family may come after you. They may say, look, grandpa's dead, and they made a mistake, and we've got a potential windfall here. And this is a big problem, and it limits the kind of creativity that you're talking about. We're an overregulated country, and our medical system is moving in the wrong direction. It's moving towards more standardization of medical practices. There's no room for innovation anymore, and I'm afraid that might be a big obstacle for you. But God bless you for your interest and for your initiative, because older Americans really need this type of therapy. Unfortunately, they may have to seek it out on their own. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. A couple of quick health hits. Changing your gut bacteria could actually increase your lifespan. This is based on research performed in animals. It hasn't yet been clearly established in humans. Although when they used to sell yogurt, didn't they sell yogurt based on the premise that people in Bulgaria ate yogurt and they lived to an incredible age? There were these commercials showing these centenarians who were eating yogurt. Well, it turns out that Drosophila, which are fruit flies, if they alter their intestinal bacteria, it can help to prolong their lifespan dramatically. So even if you're not a fruit fly, maybe this could be applicable to you. It certainly wouldn't hurt to add a probiotic to your daily program. And this is confirmation of something we've been talking about for years. So-called diet drinks are an oxymoron. An oxymoron means that it inherently is a contradiction in terms, because if you try to diet with a diet drink, you're likely to gain weight rather than lose weight. This comes to us from a new study published in the American Journal of Public Health. Heavy Americans who drink diet beverages rather than those sweetened with sugar appear to eat more. So they make up for the fact that the beverages are not laden with sugar by seeking out foods, additional foods. And, it makes sense, because diet drinks, they basically trick your taste buds and your brain into thinking that you're getting sugar, but they don't deliver the actual calories. So it's kind of a tease. And your brain and your appetite control centers go into overdrive, and you may seek out more food. Suggestion is, first of all, these things are laden with junky ingredients like aspartame and sucralose. But if you're aiming to lose weight, cut down on the diet beverages as well. There is this amazing new innovation. It is the ultimate diet beverage. It's called water. Drink water, not fruit juice, not diet drinks. That's the key to ultimate weight loss, and not fooling your body with artificial ingredients. All right. We'll come back for many of you for an additional hour. Looking forward to talking to you about testosterone and other subjects. Our number, 888-302-3684. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.